This is John Shing here with newly elected National FFA Officer, the Central Region Vice President, Canyon Huntington from Iowa. Canyon, can you tell me what was running through your mind when you heard your name called?
I could not tell you what was running through my mind. All I was focused on was when I heard my name was running up those stairs, making sure I didn't fall, and getting to hug my teammates in that moment.
What exactly led to you coming to this point?
I think a lot of it has to do with my advisor, Mr. Cooley. He really believed in me at a time. As I was going through this process this week, he gave me a little quote. He said, "At first you believed in me, then you believed in FFA, and now finally you believe in yourself." And he's given me so much encouragement getting me involved. But another reason that I'm here is my little brother, Bentley. He's adopted, and I love that little boy more than life itself. And I just want to continue to be a good role model for him and show him that he can do anything that he sets his mind to.
So tell me a little bit about your FFA journey.
Absolutely. So when I originally started FFA, I was really just focused on showing my sheep at my county fair and state fair. Wasn't really going to be involved in any other way. But my advisor, Mr. Cooley, said, "Hey, Canyon, you're going to do soil judging." And at first I was kind of like, "Mr. Cooley, I don't even know what that is. Like, why am I doing this right now?" But I found a love of soils and was able to step outside of my comfort zone. And from there, I competed in other contests, whether that was creed speaking or public speaking. And from there, I decided to run for district office and state office, which were two influential times where I got to meet with members from my district and then from the state, which was so impactful because I got to hear the stories of our members and really connect with them. And after that, I knew that I just had this calling. I felt it in my bones that I wanted to run for national office and be that light for our members.
What do you hope to accomplish while you are in national office?
I really want to just meet our members where we're at. A big thing for me is loving everyone endlessly and giving them room to bloom and giving them that space to grow. So I want to, you know, go to those conventions, give those workshops, and meet our members where they're at and love them for them and show them that they can do anything they set their mind to.
What are you most excited for during your year of service?
I think I'm most excited to travel. I'm a little bit of a travel bug, so getting to go to all these state conventions and just getting to see how it runs a little differently than my home state of Iowa is going to be amazing.
So as a fellow Iowa native, how does it feel to represent your home state?
It feels amazing. Just hearing the crowd when my name got called, knowing those Iowa people were there, hearing about all the people that were on the live stream, I'm glad to represent my state, the agriculture that I came from, but, you know, bring that Iowa nice to the National FFA.
So this year's 90th anniversary of the Blue FFA Jacket. So what does your FFA jacket mean to you?
My FFA jacket tells my story and how I've gotten to this point in time. And I think it's an amazing story that I get to share with so many members, get to share with my family. But it also touches so many other people. I think of one of the girls that I met throughout this time, Sahara. And she impacted me in so many ways because she let me know that I made a space for her in this organization when she didn't feel like there was one. And that allowed her to get involved, run for state nominating committee, and find that place and find her value.
Besides today, what's your favorite memory in the entirety of your FFA career?
I would have to say, honestly, my freshman year, when we were doing soil judging, my team won state. So we won that state championship, and we got to go down to Oklahoma City for nationals. And that was the first time I ever played Fortnite. I had a good time playing that with my roommates. And we got in these little water boats where we got to like splash each other. And we just had a good time while we were down there. And it was just an amazing introduction to FFA.
And to wrap this interview up, what do you want to say to all the FFA members that you will be serving this year?
I'm ready to love y'all endlessly and give you that room to bloom. And know that I'm always here for you, always a call away. And I'm ready to support you in this year in any way that I can.
That was your newly elected Central Region Vice President from Iowa, Canyon Huntington. For National FFA, I'm John Shing.